Federal agent, Sean Diddy Combs is as bad as Jeffrey Epstein. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 19, 2024. A Department of Homeland Security, DHS, agent who participated in the raid on Sean Diddy Combs' Miami home earlier this year said the disgraced rapper is as bad as Jeffrey Epstein. In my opinion, he's as bad as Jeffrey Epstein. The federal agent, who wished to remain anonymous, told New York Post. These women are young. Either barely legal, or barely illegal. The agent added that Combs had rooms in his mansion that were clearly dedicated to sex with cameras everywhere. So if you were in those sex parties, you were being recorded from every possible angle, including angles you wouldn't have known about, the federal agent said. As Breitbart News reported, the federal indictment against Combs, unsealed by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York on Tuesday, alleges more than a decade of abusing, threatening, and coercing women and others, racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. Included in the indictment were allegations that Combs arranged, directed, masturbated during, and often electronically recorded events known as freak-offs, which were days-long sexual activity involving women and male sex workers that included a variety of controlled substances given to victims to keep them obedient and compliant. Combs would typically give the victims four fluids to recover from the physical exertion and drug use after freak-offs. The federal indictment said, adding that the disgraced music mogul would also use the recordings he had as collateral to ensure the continued obedience and silence of the victims, and to ensure participation in additional freak-offs. The DHS officer added that Combs was able to watch the action remotely on his phone, cast it onto a TV in another part of the house. He didn't have to be in the room when the sex was happening, although he frequently was, the federal agent said. We have evidence that these women didn't feel like they were free to go, the source said. And there's video evidence that some of the girls are clearly out of it while these men are having sex with them. The agent added, these women are telling us things that we can independently verify with video evidence, physical evidence, and that they have come forward and they're cooperating with us. On Monday, Combs was arrested in New York City, where he is being held without bond. He has pleaded not guilty. Combs was charged with one count of racketeering conspiracy, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison, one count of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison and a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years in prison, and one count of transportation for purposes of prostitution, which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.